Okay.
一直有人说电动车凭什么叫新能源车？
Some people have always said that electric vehicles should not be called new energy vehicles.
不就是把油换成了电吗？
Isn't it just replacing oil with electricity?
这名字是不是有点唬人？
Is this name a bit intimidating?
那是因为你把新能源车只理解成了纯电车。
That's because you only understand new energy vehicles as pure electric vehicles.
今天的新能源车包含的是三条完全不同的路。
The new energy vehicles today include three completely different paths.
第一条是纯电。
The first one is pure electric.
纯电的意义。
The meaning of pure electric vehicles.
绝不仅仅是换了一种能源。
It's not just about switching to a new energy source.
它的真正价值是打开了智能化的大门。
Its true value lies in opening the door to intelligence.
道理很简单。
The principle is simple.
燃油车靠机械传动，响应是有延迟的。
The response of fuel-efficient vehicles is delayed due to mechanical transmission.
而电信号传呼几乎没有延迟。
And the transmission of electrical signals has almost no delay.
只有纯电平台才能真正实现毫秒级的动力响应和线控底盘。
Only pure electric platforms can truly achieve millisecond level response and line control chassis.
让高级智能驾驶成为可能。
Make advanced intelligent driving possible.
没有纯电作为基础。
Without a pure electric base,
智驾就是空中楼阁。
The frame is like a space in the air.
这是燃油车永远追不上的。
This is something that fuel cars can never catch up to.
但纯电也有它绕不开的短板。
However, pure electric vehicles also have their unavoidable shortcomings.
就是电池。现在为了堆续航，电池包越做越大。
Currently, batteries are getting bigger and bigger in order to pack more battery capacity.
越来越重。
Getting heavier.
一台车动辄背几百公斤的电池，在乘用车上。
Electric car batteries weighing several hundred kilograms are installed in the trunk of a passenger vehicle.
这个问题还不致命。
This is not yet fatal.
但在商用车上就是死穴。重卡工程车要的是有效载荷。
But in commercial vehicles, it's a fatal flaw. Heavy-duty engineering trucks need payload capacity.
是拉货赚钱。
It's about making money from transporting goods.
钱，电池太重，货就拉少了，这笔账算不过来。
The batteries are too heavy.So the goods can't be transported efficiently. This is a problem that cannot be ignored.
这就有了第二条路。
This opens up a second option.
氢能源。
Electric car.
氢能源本质上也是电驱动。
Today, the source of power is also electric.
但它不是背着一块大电池跑。
But he's not running with a big battery strapped to his back.
他是在车上装了一套氢燃料电池。
He installed a hydrogen fuel system in the car.
电池用氢气作为燃料。
Hydrogen as fuel for batteries.
直接发电。
Directly generate electricity.
再把电供给电机去驱动车辆。
Then use the electricity to power the motor and drive the vehicle.
所以它只需要一块很小的电池作为能量中转。整车重量大幅度降下来。
Therefore, it only needs a very small battery as an energy converter, which significantly reduces the overall weight of the vehicle.
这就兼顾了商用车最看重的三样东西。
This caters to the three most important things for commercial vehicles.
载荷、电动化。
Electrification of cargo.
智能化。
Intelligent.
中国大力布局从一开始就不是冲着家用车去的。
China's massive push into the electric vehicle market was never intended for domestic use.
它的战场在重卡。
Its battlefield is on heavy trucks.
在工程机械。
In engineering machinery.
在那些纯电根本啃不动的重载领域。
In those areas where pure electric vehicles are completely unable to operate.
家用车除了纯电。
Besides pure electric vehicles.
还有第三条路，插电混动。
There is also a third option, plug-in hybrid.
注意，我说的是插混，不是增程。
Please note that I am referring to plug-in hybrid, not range extender.
现在新能源乘用车市场插混已经占了接近一半。
Currently, the market share of plug-in hybrid electric vehicles in the new energy passenger vehicle market has reached nearly half.
为什么？
Why?
因为续航焦虑这个事儿不是所有人都能忍的。
Not everyone can tolerate the anxiety of range.
而且我们在中国电力供给过剩。
Furthermore, we have an oversupply of electricity in China.
充电桩到处在建。
Charging stations are being built everywhere.
你觉得充电不是问题？
I don't think charging is a problem.
但你却看看海外市场。
But look at the overseas market.
大部分国家的电网远没有我们这么强，电不够用。
Most countries' power grids are not as strong and have insufficient capacity.
电网老化，充电设施建设跟不上。
The aging of power grid infrastructure and the lack of corresponding charging facilities for electric vehicles are major challenges.
那些地方的消费者。
The consumers in those places
也想省油
also want to save fuel
也想体验电动怎么办
How to experience electric vehicles
插混就是最好的方案
The best solution is to use a hybrid approach
失去用电
Loss of power
长途亏电是用油没有里程焦虑
When traveling long distances, there is no mileage anxiety because of the use of oil.
不需要依赖任何基建。
No reliance on any base.
所以你去看比亚迪、奇瑞出海，卖的最好的不是纯电。
So, the best-selling electric vehicles from BYD and Chery that are sold overseas are not pure electric vehicles.
而是插混。
Instead,It's a short circuit.
它不是什么落后的过渡技术。
It's not some outdated transitional technology.
它是现阶段最适应全球市场的务实方案。
It is the most practical and market-oriented solution at present.
纯电撑起智能化的天花板。
Electric vehicles are powering the smart ceiling.
新能源解决商用车重载的痛点，插混则攻占全球家用车市场。
New energy solutions address the pain points of heavy-duty commercial vehicles, while plug-in hybrids dominate the global passenger car market.
这三条路线各管一片。
These three routes are independent of each other.
没有谁替代谁。
No one can replace anyone.
他们加在一起才叫新能源车。
Together, they are called new energy vehicles.
话说到这儿
So far,
你可能会问
You might ask,
国家搞这么大阵仗
The country is making such a big commotion.
就是为了卖车吗
Is it just for selling cars?
当然不是。新能源汽车
Of course, it's not a new energy vehicle.
只是整个新能源产业布局的冰山一角。
This is just a small part of the overall new energy industry layout.
从发电端的风光水和到传输端的特高压电网。
From the power generation side of wind, water, and hydro to the transmission side of ultra-high voltage grid.
再到储能和材料回收。
To storage and material recycling.
这背后是一张远比汽车大多的牌桌。
Behind this is a table that's much bigger than a car.
这张牌桌到底是什么？
What is this card table?
我们下期接着聊。
We'll continue the discussion next time.